Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. You should always consult with an investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through CFCI, an SEC-registered investment advisor. 674 South College Avenue, Bloomington, Indiana. Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Big Show, Your Money with David Hayes. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. We got a good show today. Today is the gift-giving show. We've been doing this for the last 12 or 13 years. It's a show where we give you some ideas, gift ideas that have a financial theme to them. So we're going to get to that later in the program. Before we get to that, we're going to be joined by Brian Bell. He is an insurance expert here in town, and we're talking to him about the open enrollment period that's going to be ending soon for individual major medical insurance. And also, December 7th is the cutoff for those that are on Medicare and are trying to determine what type of a policy on a Medicare supplement or Medicare Advantage plan they need. So we just want to give folks a little information about that. Before all of that, we're going to do a little news of the week brought to you by Bloomington Affordable Self Storage. Reclaim the clutter areas of your home with help from Affordable Health Storage on 17th Street. Newly remodeled with 24-hour on-site management offering pickup and truck rental. Call about their fall special at 812-339-4221. Well, the Federal Reserve sent out some signals this past week that the officials in the Federal Reserve are probably going to raise interest rates soon, as long as job growth and inflation trends don't turn for the worse. Most officials meeting last month anticipated that December could well be the time that lift short-term interest rates after a seven-year low of zero, according to the minutes that were released, again, just last week. And the market actually responded pretty well to that, which was pretty cool. Did you see this? Bloomberg reports the biggest U.S. health insurer is considering pulling out of the Affordable Health Care Act as it loses hundreds of millions of dollars on the program. United Health Group, Inc. has scaled back marketing efforts for plans sold to individuals this year and may quit the business altogether in 2017. While millions of Americans have gained coverage under Obamacare, in United Health's case, it hasn't been the most profitable. Consumers, the company have added, have tend to be those that use more medical care. United Health also said that some people are signing up for coverage, getting the care, and then dropping their policies. United said that they expect to lose as much as $500 million on Obamacare in 2016, and the insurer will record $275 million of cost just here in the fourth quarter. Wow. I thought this was real interesting. This came out of the AP. Study finds that more Mexicans are actually leaving the U.S. than coming. And, of course, if you're listening to all the presidential debates, you wouldn't think that was the case. But more Mexicans are actually leaving the U.S. than moving in. This reverses the inflows of a half a century of mass migration, according to a recent study. The Pew Research Center found that slightly more than 1 million Mexicans and their families, including American-born children, left the U.S. for Mexico in 2009 through 2014. During the same 5 years, 870,000 Mexicans came to the U.S., resulting in a net outflow of 140,000. Why? Well, they say a desire to reunite their families is number one. Sluggish U.S. economic recovery was number two. The Pew report said that there were 11.7 million Mexicans living in the U.S. last year, down from a peak of 12.8 million in 2007. And that also includes the 5.6 million living in the U.S. illegally, down from 6.9 in 2007. In another first, border control arrest of non-Mexicans rather than Mexicans in 2014 was a first, as more Central Americans came to the U.S., mostly through South Texas. Also, Mexicans' population's aging, just like ours here in the U.S., meaning there's less competition for young people finding a job. And automakers and manufacturers like Volkswagen and Ford and General Motors, they're all across the border now, and they'll employ those folks as they come back. Now, this could be a real problem for the United States. You know, we've talked about our demographics and that immigration adjusted, where the peak birth rates occurred from a baby boom generation and how we're aging. And those immigrants that have come into the country and have young families will help fill in those voids. So we'll see how that all unfolds over the next, 20, 30 years. So I don't know if I'll still be doing the show by then, but we'll see. I'll report then and let you know how it goes. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, be joined by Brian Bell and talk a little bit about the open enrollment period. Get his comments about the biggest health insurer, United Health, thinking about backing out as well. We'll be back. This is Your Money with David Hayes. Welcome back, everyone. You know, the current open enrollment period for individual major medical insurance is from November 1st through January 31st. And joining me now on the phone is Brian Bell, guest of the show. In previous appearances, Brian, we've talked a lot about this, but I think we really just want to encourage people to understand the time period they're in and those that need to go out and get some medical insurance. They just know what they need to know what to do. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show.
Good evening, David. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, as you look at this, a lot of people, I know you're meeting with a lot of people I've referred to you over the next week or two. They're saying, oh my gosh, this stuff's costing too much. I need lower deductibles. I want some co-pays. This in the second or third year or whatever it is, isn't quite what it was cut out to be for a lot of people, is it, Brian?
No, it's not. And it's a very challenging environment that we're in right now, David. And with Assured Health exiting the market earlier in the year and Humana pulling out from Indiana about a month ago, and then, of course, the big news with United Healthcare today,
mm-hmm.
Choices are more limited, and it's getting tougher to give people what they need and what they want.
So here we sit with about a month and a half to go before people are done and out of the optionality period of getting their health insurance, and this is for individual major medical folks. Brian, what should people be doing right now to inform themselves and make a decision so they can put this to bed and get on to 2016?
Well, the open enrollment period right now that we're going through will obviously be for coverage for 2016. So anything that you're doing right now is going to begin on or about the 1st of January. And I think what you need to be doing is just doing your research and working with someone who is familiar with your options, so they can guide you through the process.
If you look at the other thing that's going on right now, it's going to be ending pretty soon. I think it's December 7th. It's a little bit confusing because you have the folks that are actually on Medicare that are in their open enrollment period, I guess you call it, where they can switch their Medicare supplement plans. Now, folks, you have Medicare Part A that covers your hospitalization, B is your doctor visits, and then you need something else to take care of prescription drugs and then the deductibles and copays that Medicare doesn't pay. That's really what we're in this open enrollment period for. Brian, walk us a little bit through some of the challenges that people face in that arena, and then also what are some of their options?
David, I think you and I have talked a lot about the challenges, and that is really paying attention to what's going on, because there's going to be a lot of changes. It's something that we're going to have to continue to deal with, and people are going to have to get more invested in their programs, their plans, their options, and what their decisions are. It's not a fix it and forget it kind of scenario anymore. You really need to be on top of it. We are in the annual election period for Medicare, and the changes that people are contemplating right now are either to their prescription drug plans or also their Medicare Advantage plans. Some people will make changes to Medicare supplements right now, but the one thing that you can do with Medicare supplements is change that throughout the year. But, of course, as you know, David, and we've talked about this before, is you have to be able to prove evidence of insurability for a Medicare supplement change.
So this period that we're in currently for people on Medicare, you do not have to prove insurability to get onto a plan. Is that correct?
Yeah, during the annual election period, well, let's back up one step. If you're aging into Medicare for the first time, you basically don't have to produce any kind of documentation that you're insurable. It's the way Medicare has always worked. You're insurable when you age into the plan at 65 or maybe even a little bit later than that. When you have selected either a prescription drug plan or a Medicare Advantage plan, this is the time of the year where you make changes to those types of plans. And you're right, you do not have to produce evidence of insurability. It's a guaranteed issue. If you apply for the coverage or make a change, you will get it.
And this costs most people $104 a month. It comes right out of their Social Security check if they're on benefits. Let's talk about people right now, Brian, who want to go back to the individual major medical just for a second. They're in a plan. They've had a lot of medical expenses this past year. Maybe they've built up. They have a huge deductible that they've been trying to meet. And they do want to go to a plan that doesn't have those huge deductibles, or maybe they go back to an old copay kind of policy. Are those available through the plan, or are most of those now yanked from the shelf and they're forced into these high deductible plans? Because that's what I'm kind of hearing from individuals who have kind of gone down this path, at least on their own, going online or searching out information, that they just don't see they have a lot of options.
Well, it all depends upon what they can afford to pay from a monthly premium standpoint. If you're limited in terms of your means and what you can pay on a monthly basis, you're probably going to end up in a scenario where you're in one of those high deductible, no co-payment plans, and that can be challenging for some people because obviously the medical bills add up, and and if you have a high deductible, you're paying for a lot of those. But the truth of the matter is the silver plans and the gold plans, which have lower deductibles and co-payments for office visits and drugs, prescription drugs, are still available. But as we've seen in the marketplace today with the UnitedHealthcare announcement, the insurance companies are, frankly, losing money on those higher-end plans and encouraging people and maybe even withdrawing some of those higher-end plans from the marketplace. But the reality of it is they are still available.
So, folks, if you need a little help with this, contact us, cfci.us. We'll put you in touch with Brian. He can help you through the process. Time is limited. The open enrollment period, again, for individual major medical is from now through January 31st. But don't wait to the last minute. You need to have coverage by 15th of the month prior just to make sure your coverage starts. And then if you're a Medicare person or aging into Medicare, that enrollment period ends on December 7th. So again, contact us. We'll put you in contact with Brian, cfci.us. Brian, before I let you go, I saw something from the Financial Times today. It says that Americans don't like their health insurance companies, and that may be putting it mildly. In a recent survey asking consumers to rank their satisfaction with companies across 43 industries, health insurance placed at the very bottom of the list, only ahead of internet service providers and cable companies. And I thought this was interesting. When you looked at the companies that scored the lowest, it was all the big boys like Cigna, United Health, Aetna, Anthem, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Humana. But smaller insurance companies actually had a 71% approval rating versus, almost 50 or 60% for some of those big boys. And in my experience, and I think in your experience too, if you can find a small insurance company that does this type of work or any kind of work, whether it be life or disability, I think sometimes that's the way to go. They don't advertise a lot. They don't have all the big, commercials and whales and whatever else is out there advertising for insurance companies. But I think sometimes just because you haven't heard of an insurance company doesn't mean you shouldn't use that. Would you agree with that, Brian?
I would definitely agree with that. And I was speaking with a client a couple of nights ago, and she said, "Well, I've never heard of that company." And I said, it's not a bad company just because they're not a household name. A-plus rating, I've been in the business for 140 years. There are a lot of great insurance carriers out there still.
Well, buddy, enjoy the game. Thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, David.
All right, man. Hey, we're going to take a break, guys. When we come back, we're going to slowly start getting into the gift-giving show. And here's the thing. I'm in a very giving mood this week. It is Thanksgiving week coming up. And here's what we're going to do. I'm going to kick off the gift giving by telling you this. We're going to give away copies of our new book, Today's Guide to Retirement Planning. It's a resource for adults ages 50 and over. It's a retirement readiness guide. It will inform you, educate you, get you ready to talk with a financial professional. The feedback that I've been getting has been really good. And people have told me that via email, in person, on telephone. Even Amazon, if you go on and do a couple of reviews, we have some decent reviews there. But we're going to give it away free. And can't give 1,000 of them away, but what we're going to do is limit that to about 50. So we're going to be replaying the show Thanksgiving night. It's going to be replaying on Saturday mornings. I think Thanksgiving. Actually, I believe that's NFL night. But anyway, we'll have this show air 3 different times. And we're offering it up each and every time, a free copy of Today's Guide to Retirement Planning. All you need to do is email us at cfci.us. It's real easy. Contact us. Tell us you'd like a copy of the free book. We will get it to you. We'll get you the soft copy. It's not the e-copy, the cheap one. It's the actual real deal. And then we'll sign you up for our biweekly commentary and just kind of stay connected with you that way. And that way you have now a connection with us. So if you have questions or things come up, you feel more comfortable in asking them. So we are giving those away. but you're going to need to email us at cfci.us. Again, contact us, tell us you want a copy of the book, and we'll be happy to either leave one at our office or mail it to you either way. So, hey, when we come back, we're going to kick off the gift-giving show, which basically is an ideas for you to buy for that someone special that's not super easy to buy for, but things that have sort of a financial tone about them. So we'll be back to kick off the gift-giving show. This is Your Money with David Hayes. It is the holiday season, folks, and traditionally we do a gift-giving show. We give you ideas on gifts that have a financial theme to them. My good old buddy Jim Inman Jr. started this off many years ago and kind of held my feet to the fire, and I used to think, Jim, is this really going to be a good show? Well, now, after doing it for over a decade, most people, as we approach the show, say, I love this show. I love this show. So I'm glad we're doing it, and I'm happy to bring the ideas to you. And again, I'm in a gift-giving mood. I normally am anyway, but this week, particularly, I'm in a gift-giving mood. We are giving away a free copy of our new book, Today's Guide to Retirement Planning. It's a resource for adults age 50 and over. Again, it's a retirement readiness book. So if you're in that, you know, decade and a half away, or even if you're really on the cusp of retiring, this book is for you. It could even be for someone who's recently retired to give you some ideas so that you kickstart that thing into your next stage of life in the right way. So we're giving it away absolutely free. All you need to do is cfci.us. That's an email address, so our web address. Contact us. We'll get it to you ASAP. You know, there's a lot of good books out there, and of course, I would be remiss if I didn't promote at least somewhat the Dave Ramsey collections, because those are really good books. They really are. It's helping people get out of debt. The Total Money Makeover, it's always a great gift, complete guide to money. You can go to Dave Ramsey's website and see it all. The Financial Peace University Revisited is on there, and also More Than Enough is it's also a very good book. Now, here's the thing. When you give a book like this, what do you think the reaction will be from the person you give it to? Here, you're terrible with money, so why don't you read this book? I've always told people when you hand out books like that, like self-help books or whatever, you're almost like a Gideon. You're handing out the Bibles. You're maybe not getting very well received, but maybe one will stick. So you want to think of it that way. So be careful when you give a gift like this, that you're giving it to the right person and your heart's in the right place and they're going to receive it correctly. Always, always, always promoting the books over at Ed Slotz. Go to irahelp.com. That's irahelp.com. A lot of great books. The Retirement Time Bomb and How to Diffuse It, one of the first books that I read and hooked me on Ed's Slot. This is for people who, you know, maybe they've kind of accumulated some wealth, and mainly in retirement accounts, IRAs. This really helps them a lot, defuse all of the taxes that are inside those tax-infested qualified accounts. For younger people, Ed also has a book, Fund Your Future, a Smart Tax Savings Plan for those in their 20s and 30s. Also, Retirement Decision Guide 2015. That's about $12, I think, for those two. Ed's other books are $12 to $15 a piece. You know, he has a great one, Your Complete Retirement Planning Roadmap. That's his latest book. I have about six copies of that in my office that I hand out every so often. A book we talked about here on the show with Doug Hughes not long ago, terrific book. If you have someone that you know is just interested in having different perspectives about things, Are You a Stock or Are You a Bond? It's a terrific book. We did an entire segment on that book not long ago, I think more than one segment, and it just walks you through the rationale of what type of an investor should you be. You know, I'm a business owner. You know, I am in equity. My income goes up and down. I'm in the construction business, let's say. My income goes up and down. Now, when you make that money, should you then turn around and risk it again in the stock market? Well, maybe some of it, but certainly not all of it. Because you're a stock, you should invest in things more like bonds. Now, if you're a tenured professor at Indiana University and can be fired for hardly anything, you're a bond. You have a pretty secure paycheck. Now, you can afford to invest in the stock market or be a little heavier invested. I think it's a terrific book. I believe in it. I don't certainly preach that all the time to people, but I live it for sure. Another great book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's a classic, and it's a terrific, terrific book. I'd pick that up all day long for people. These are great stocking stuffers. You don't just pick them up, stick them in their stocking. Here's another one, another classic, The Millionaire Next Door. You know, a lot of folks look at someone driving a real fancy car, living in a fancy house, and they think, boy, that guy's got some jack. He's got some money. They don't think that guy in the old 15-year-old pickup truck wearing the bib overhauls has anything. Well, normally, that's the guy that has the money. It's The Millionaire Next Door. It really gives you some perspective about people, places and things. I love that book. I think it's a book that everyone should pick up and read at least once. A lot of really good books for young people as well. Before I do that, I want to also mention one more for the more retired type folks. People, a lot of people listen to the show. Jerry Settler's book, Don't Retire, Rewire. Is your dad, is your grandpa, is your wife, is your cousin, uncle, anyone, are they going to be retiring sometime soon? And you're a little bit concerned about how they're going to transition into retirement, maybe not from a financial perspective, but from an emotional perspective. You're thinking, man, he's been around, he's really pretty important, he's always, you know, has to be here, has to be there. And then one day, boom, you flip the switch off, and he doesn't have to be anywhere anymore. How's he going to react to that? How is your spouse going to react to you being home all the time? Jerry Settler does a terrific job. And you know that if you've listened to the show, explaining how you transition to retirement. How do you get those attaboys in retirement? Why do you work beyond the paycheck? A lot of great exercises. I know that that my dad, we got him this book a few years ago. Now, he'll never retire, but he does kind of rewire as he goes a little bit. But it's a terrific book, so pick that up for sure. Books for young people, we're going to get to that when we come back. Also, some subscriptions that you can buy. A lot of terrific, terrific gift ideas, and we have lots and lots of them to give. Now, here's the thing. I have an entire list of these. If I'm going through them fast, and I will be, you can always shoot us an email at cfci.us. Get your free copy of Today's Guide to Retirement Planning. Heck, you can re-gift this. You have my permission to re-gift the Today's Guide to Retirement Planning. I won't say a word to anybody about it. Also, at that time, say, hey, I'd like a list of those gift ideas, because we have a lot of them, a lot of good ones. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, talk more about some books for young people, some subscriptions that you can get, and lots, lots more. This is Your Money with David Hayes. Welcome back, everyone. It is the Gift Giving Show. Sure hope you're enjoying it. It's just ideas that you can take and employ in your own life and hopefully make someone's day when it comes to Christmas morning or even a birthday here in this part of the year. My son, his birthday is December 9th, so he kind of gets the shaft, I guess, when he gets, you know how it goes. If you're a December, I'm a January birthday, so I don't really care, but I know a lot of people complain about that. But maybe you can give it to him for the birthday. Hey, if you're listening, again, we're in the gift-giving mood, so you can email us at cfci.us. Just contact us. Tell us you'd like a copy of our free book, our Today's Guide to Retirement Planning, the resource for adults age 50 and over, and we will absolutely get you a brand new copy of the book. We have we've stocked up on them. We're going to give away over 50 of them, hopefully, over the next 3 weeks, as this show will actually replay two more times. So you'll have plenty of opportunities to catch it. And then also, if you like the ideas that we're giving and you'd like more information about it, we'll send you the list so you don't have to sit there and write them all down or try to re-listen to the show again on Saturday morning. Hey, you know, we were talking books earlier. Books are a great way, terrific way, to help parents teach their kids about money. I had a client in today that said, you know, his dad never talked to him about money. He had no idea how much it really would cost to live. It was a complete shocker when it finally happened. But it's a great place to just sit down and talk about money. And I can tell you there's a book called Money Mammals that he was a guest on the show. Terrific, terrific, terrific book. You can go on Google and Google books to help kids learn about money. I found one called Once Upon a Dime or The Mysterious Money Tree. I'm still looking for that, by the way. And then others from U.S. News articles I saw, or U.S. News and World Reports, I saw an article that outlined a lot of books that would help people, the kids that come from underprivileged families, and how they can pick up their bootstraps and actually make something of themselves, and how they should look at money. Because, you know, everyone kind of looks at money differently, especially from a socioeconomic situation. It's all different. And, you know, here I am preaching to you, you can do this, you can do that. So again, back to my son. He's 15 years old. He kind of sort of knows the value of a dollar, but not really. So I should probably take a little dose of my own medicine and do a little more reading to him. But I've maybe missed my window because I don't think he likes me anymore. He's in that stage. If you have teenagers, you know what I'm talking about. Hey, here's another good idea. Subscriptions, not prescriptions, subscriptions to Kiplinger Magazine, Money Magazine. I had one of the girls at the office look this up. You can get 1 year, that's 12 issues, of Kiplinger Personal Finance Magazine delivered directly to, you know, your dad, your brother, whoever it is. It's only $12. Now, they don't need to know it's only $12, but it's only $12. So you spend $1 a month on them. So I think that's pretty cool. A lot of people enjoy reading the articles. Money Magazine, $14.95 for 12 issues for the entire year. You know, every month they'll get this magazine and they'll think of you. I mean, I think that's pretty neat. The Wall Street Journal, by far, in my opinion, the best paper on the face of the earth. They're running a promotion right now for new customers, $12 for 12 weeks. So it's $1 a week. It's a daily paper. If you get it, make sure you get the weekend edition. Those are the best, in my opinion. I mean, I get them every single day. I read them every single day from front to back. But the weekend edition is by far, in my opinion, the very, very best of the entire week. So subscriptions, that's a great idea, right? So go out there. I mean, it's less than $1 a day. Something else Wayne Thacker brought up to me today is called Success Magazine. You can go to success.com, Success Magazine, $24.95 for an entire year. What is this? It's a magazine that really just tells you about a lot of successful people, successful stories. You know, if you're an entrepreneur, a young entrepreneur, you get fired up if you read this. If you're an older person that, you know, needs maybe to hear some inspirational stories or to get some ideas to kind of re-spark your energy, Success Magazine is terrific. And I looked at it today online, $24.95, success.com. I'm a big fan of that. I think that's something that could be terrific. In fact, there was a young guy that I was introduced to recently. He's 23 years old. He's an entrepreneur on fire. I mean, I loved it. He just was so full of energy, just had the world, big dreams, you know, and I thought, how awesome is that? Well, he would be a perfect person if you have someone like that in your life to pick up Success Magazine. Again, $24. I mean, they're going to think you spent more than that, but every single month they'll be saying, wow, I remember, you know, him giving me that gift. That's pretty neat. Let's talk about a couple of other things. I've talked about some of these in my past on the show. Coin sets, you know, the year of your birth. I think that's good. I bought my nephew, when he turned 21, a coin set. You know, had quarters, nickels, dimes, a mint set. Didn't cost me much, I think $40 or something like that, for the 1993 set of coins. And, you know, he thought that was pretty neat. You could do that for anybody. And you can pick those up just about anywhere, any coin shop, or probably get them online as well. I think that's pretty neat. You know, even gold coins, if you want to spend that much, or, you know, silver eagles, just stuff like that. People tend to keep it. You can go out and buy a 50-ounce bar for someone of silver, or a small 10-ounce bar, and people keep that stuff. And you know what? When they open up their drawer and they see it, or they go into their safe, they think of you. I think those are tangible things that kind of mean something over time. Coin counters for kids. You can get them on Amazon for like $20 or less. Get them a decent one, but that's a lot of fun. My son, I did this when he was little. His grandpa collected, tons and tons of pennies and nickels, dimes, quarters. I mean, it just tons. We're talking tons. And they were always in those old, like Folgers cans, or, you know, those old coffee that I can't remember exactly what they were, but like you would know it if I said it, but the old coffees that we all grew up seeing our parents or grandparents drink, or maybe you drank it too, but they were just brimp. So he would put those in his coin counter, you know, one at a time. And he'd sit there for hours and he would say, I'm up to, you know, $63. And he was so fired up, but it really gave him, I think, a sense of what $63 was, especially in coins. I think coin counters are terrific. Metal detectors, another fun thing. Buy them a decent one. Don't buy a cheap one. I've done that before. They're fun. I mean, you can go out and they can search around for money and the treasure. And my son found a old horseshoe that looked like it was from the late 1800s in a field. We took it to the beach with us. We went down to Destin and he combed the beach with it. So just a lot of fun stuff you can do with a metal detector as well. I mean, it helps, you know, you tell stories about things. I really love that. We have a great idea, but we're going to take it to the next segment. Probably the best idea, and you're going to love it, and you want to get on this early because you have to order it, but it's all about if you have someone that maybe really is into something, whether it's Harley Davidson or Coca-Cola, or maybe they retired from a company that they were just in love with, like AT&T or GE. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about an idea that you're going to want to take me up on. So we'll be right back to share that idea and more. This is Your Money with David Hayes. Welcome back, everyone. Your Money with David Hayes is the gift-giving show, so we're hopefully giving you some great ideas that you can take. You know, these are ideas that have a financial theme to them. We've talked about everything from books to, what else? We've talked about subscriptions. We've talked about coin counters, all kinds of stuff. So again, if you'd like to have the list of our ideas, You can email us at cfci.us, and we will send you the list. Also, while you're there, we are in the gift-giving mood, so we are giving away our new book, Today's Guide to Retirement Planning. It's a resource for adults age 50 and over, so it's your retirement readiness book, given away absolutely free. We're going to give away 50 of them. So I'm sure that over the next three shows that we'll have more than that, and I'm sure I'll end up just saying, okay, we're going to give it to anyone and everyone. But I committed to the person that's in charge of the purse strings at the office that I wouldn't give it away as a free-for-all, but what he doesn't know won't hurt him. So anyone and everyone that would like a copy of our new book, Today's Guide to Retirement Planning, just shoot us an email, and then we'll sign you up for our biweekly commentary, which just tells you a little bit about the markets and what we're thinking and what we're seeing and what upcoming events you keep your eye out for. So I was holding out on you because this is by far my favorite gift idea. Many, many, many years ago, my son was just a little tot. My wife and I had spent, gosh, a lot of time at Disney World. We loved Disney. We went many, many times. So he was 2 or 3 years old, and I ran across a website where I could buy one share of Disney. And I did. And it came in a nice framed piece with his name on it, the year we got it, a little inscription to him. We also bought a Pixar one. Now, Pixar, of course, has since been bought by Disney, but we still have it, and we still have it in frame, and it's still hanging on the wall. It's really cool, and he gets dividend checks from Disney, and you know, and it's really neat. It's been a really neat piece to talk about. It's been something good to teach him about what stock ownership is all about. But you can go to something called giveashare.com. That's giveashare.com. And buy a stock certificate from just about any publicly traded company. I was looking at the list, and I was thinking, okay, you like Budweiser? Well, you can buy an Anheuser-Busch certificate, have it framed, you know, for a couple $100. Apple Computer, the list is endless. Maybe your dad or granddad retired from AT&T. Get him a share of stock. Loves Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway. Maybe worked for Boeing. Maybe he loves Sam Adams beer, Boston beer. Get him one. The stock certificates are pieces of art. They really are. You can get them framed. But go there. It's really cool. It's called, what is it called? I just told you what it was called. GiveAShare.com. Coach. They love Coach purses. Maybe they like a Coach stock certificate hanging on their wall or in their office. Maybe they cruise all the time. Carnival Cruises or Royal Caribbean. What about golfers? Maybe Callaway or Nike. Get them a stock certificate. These are unique ideas. This is so hard. This is for these hard-to-buy-for people. It is the hit of Christmas morning or the family get-together whenever you display this thing. It is just so cool. I was looking at some of the other ones that were available. You know, of course, I mentioned Disney and Costco. Maybe you go to Costco all the time. Maybe you're a Coca-Cola or Pepsi freak. You know, you can get a stock certificate hanging on your wall. Those are great ideas. Maybe you eat a Domino's pizza, or maybe you're an eBay junkie. You can get stock certificates. Ferrari, I love Famous Dave's Barbecue. Maybe my wife should get me a stock certificate from Famous Dave's. Facebook, I mean, you go on. GE, Ford, list goes on. I mentioned Harley Davidson. How many Harley fans are there out there? I mean, for like $80 or $90, you can get a Harley certificate delivered to you. You know, get it framed, put a little insignia on it. It's really, really something to see. You know, it could be Hershey, IBM, the list goes on. John Deere, you know, there are people out there that love John Deere. That would be a terrific gift for them. And then I had a question a couple years ago from someone on Manchester United, the soccer team. And at that time, we couldn't find those stock certificates. But now, on this particular site, you can. Again, that's giveashare.com. And again, if you need this information, you know, email us, cfci.us. I'll get it to you. McDonald's, Microsoft, go there. It's really cool. Netflix, I mean, there's a lot of Netflix junkies out there. Gosh, the list goes on and on as I flip through it. Oh, here's one. You're a gun lover? Strom Ruger. Starbucks. There's another one. Pretty cool stuff. Just go to the site. I think you'll really enjoy it, and I can assure you that this will be a gift that will be the talk, and also it's a gift that keeps on giving, especially as a dividend payer. Here's something along the same lines that I thought was really hilarious. You can buy vintage stock certificates. These are of companies that have gone out of business. So like the Standard Oil Trust, that was really cool. You can buy that. Now where you go for that one is a little bit different than it is. It's scriptology.net, but again, I'll send that to you. But you can Google it and find out. Just Google vintage stock certificates and they should come up. These are pretty cool. So I also saw the state of North Carolina actually defaulted on reconstruction bonds that was signed by the impeached governor, William Woods Holden, in 1869. They have those. They have Civil War bonds, like I mentioned, Standard Oil Trust, just all kinds of really cool things. But what I thought was the funniest one, just because we're in the middle of the presidential election, Trump Hotels, Casino, and Resorts. I may get this for Doug Hughes. Trump Hotels, Casinos, and Resorts owned and managed the Trump Plaza, Trump Marina, and the Trump Taj Mahal Hotels in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Two of the properties, of course, are on the famed Atlantic City Boardwalk, and while Trump Marina is on the waterfront, they also owned an Indiana riverboat, a casino at Bufton Harbor at Lake Michigan. And combined, the properties had more than 350,000 square feet of gaming space, 10,000 slot machines, 440 table games, and 3,000 hotel rooms. So I'm giving you a little history lesson here, because each one of these vintage stock certificates actually come with a little history lesson with it. But in 2004, the Trump Hotel Resorts explored various options for restructuring its debt, and amid speculation that might file for bankruptcy, a possible arrangement with Credit Suisse First Boston was not completed because bondholders rejected it. So on October 21st of 2004, about 10 years ago, a little more than 10 years ago, the company announced a preliminary agreement with its investors. Trump, who had been the majority owner, would reduce the stock ownership from 56% to 27%. Bondholders would surrender some of their debt in exchange for stock. Then on October 27th, the company announced that Morgan Stanley would be the joint lead arranger for a financing agreement of $500 million as part of the restructuring plan. And then on November 21st, the company filed for bankruptcy. Trump said the filing was really just a technical thing, as the best way to implement the restructuring plan. The plan was submitted to the bankruptcy court on December 16th, 2004, and signed off. After 2004 bankruptcy filing, the company changed its name to Trump Entertainment Resorts. So it's a neat certificate, and I know you're completely shocked to know what it looks like, but it's a big picture of Donald Trump. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the big show. This is Your Money with David Hayes. Welcome back, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the gift-giving show. I've pretty much shot all my gifts ideas to you. If you'd like a list of all of them, please do not hesitate to contact us at cfci.us. We will absolutely get you the list of books and subscription ideas and all kinds and all the stock selection ideas, all that kind of stuff. We'll get it to you. And then also, remember, we're in the big gift-giving mood right now, so we are giving out free Today's Guide to Retirement Planning. It's our new book. It's a resource for adults aged 50 and older. It's your retirement readiness book. And, you know, even if you're already retired, there's a lot of stuff in there that could really help you. So we encourage you to contact us at cfci.us, and we will absolutely get you a brand new spanking copy. We'll sign it for you as well, get it in the mail to you right away. And then we'll go ahead and sign you up for our biweekly commentary, so you can get that from our office as well. So enjoy that. It's cfci.us, free book. What can go wrong with that? Zero. You know, I've got a big week ahead of me, of course. We have Thanksgiving coming up. I always cook turkey, and I'm responsible for that. I've deep-fried them before. I put them on my big green egg before. I've just put them in the oven before. So this year, I've decided I'm going to get two smaller turkeys, and I'm going to do one on the egg, and I'm going to do one in the oven. So we have a traditional one and then more of a smoked one. So I'm really excited about that. But what my wife will tell you is if you want leftovers at my house, you better get on it quick, because I'll tell you, as soon as I know everyone's done, I'm like cleaning up. I don't like to sit down, so I'm cleaning up and putting things away, and then I get the turkey grinder out, or the meat grinder, and I start grinding the turkey, and anything and everything in sight gets put into it. So the, you know, deviled eggs go through it, the sweet pickles go through it, you know, then I put Marsetti slaw dressing in it, and end up making what could very well be the world's best turkey salad. Now, I've called it the world's best. That's my words that I've used for my turkey salad. But I can tell you that my family starts to text me and call me, hey, are you going to have turkey salad? So usually on Friday or Saturday, it's usually Saturday after Thanksgiving, I'll make my rounds and deliver some turkey salad to my sister, my mom, brothers. I have a nephew, Michael, that is about, maybe 3 foot tall and weighs about like a pencil, and he can put away 5 or 6 pounds of that stuff without missing a beat. So I always have to leave a little extra for him. I think that's why he likes me so much. So we're going to have a great Thanksgiving. Hope you all have a great Thanksgiving as well. And, you know, I've been talking about Bloomington Affordable Self-Storage for quite some time and how I'm going to store my stuff. Well, here's what happened. Last week, we were at our big broker-dealer conference, so I was out of town from Sunday through Wednesday night. Wednesday night, I get in, gosh, right, maybe 1 in the morning. I go to bed. The very next day, we get up, and I run my son to school. I run into the office for a few minutes, and then we head down to the Biltmore, which is down in Asheville, North Carolina, with some friends. Had a great time down there. But if you remember, on that Wednesday night, we had a heck of a windstorm. I mean, a heck of a windstorm. So I've been just, I guess, procrastinating, getting all my stuff together, get it over to Affordable Self-Storage. And I come home, or that day on Thursday, all my furniture in the backyard was blown everywhere. I had these two porch heaters that I just bought for this thing my son was having, you know, that weren't cheap. And they had fallen over, and they were glass, they were busted everywhere. So here's the thing. Don't procrastinate. Get yourself in storage. Get yourself self in storage is what I said, but I meant your stuff in storage, because what happened to me could happen to you. And like I said in the commercial, happy wife, happy life, she wasn't very happy with me about that situation at all. So listen, we're going to have a lot to talk about as the new year rolls around. I had a great meeting with Lance Like today. I'm going to see him again tomorrow. I'm going to put together a show with Lance on some asset protection ideas. So we're really, really looking forward to that as well. And then going to really lay out the shows for 2016. Of course, we always have the biggies, the Ed Slots, the Mary Beth Franklins. I haven't connected with Kelly Green from the Wall Street Journal for a while, so I'm going to reach out to her, get her on as well. If you know of anybody you would think would be a great guest on my show, please feel free to email me, because I can probably connect with them some way, somehow. So if you ever hear someone think, that'd be a really cool person to have on David's show, send me an email, cfci.us, and I will absolutely reach out to them. And about 7 times out of 10, I can make it happen. I mean, some people are just, you know, too big for their own britches and aren't willing to do a radio show in South Central Indiana. But I usually know someone who knows someone, and we can get that done. And again, do not hesitate. Get our free book, Today's Guide to Retirement Planning. It's really good. It's a pretty easy read. And just go to our website, cfci.us, say, I'd like a copy of the book. We will get it out to you ASAP. And please do not tell Doug Hughes I'm going to buy him a vintage Trump Hotels Casino Resort stock certificate. Everyone, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you again in a few weeks. Goodbye. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Guest opinions on this show do not necessarily represent those of the radio station, David Hayes, or CFCI. You should always consult with an investment professional before making important investment decisions. Investment advice offered through CFCI, an SEC registered investment advisor, 674 South College Avenue, Bloomington, Indiana.